Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, June 29th, 2023. According to an expert commission appointed by the Senate, the socialization of large housing companies in Berlin is possible. This conclusion was drawn by the commission members in their final report, which was handed over to governing mayor Kai Wegner at the Rotes Rathaus yesterday. Since April of 2022, the team, led by former Federal Minister of Justice Hertha Däubler-Gmelin of the SPD, has been deliberating if and how socializations can be implemented. The commission believes that the basic law allows for such a socialization law and that the state of Berlin has the authority to enact it. The majority of the commission also believes that the principle of proportionality does not oppose this view. They assert that the compensation for socialization could be below the market value, and no amendment to the Berlin state constitution is necessary for socialization. The experts argue that the socialization of housing companies is permissible under the principle of equal treatment, even if a minimum size of 3,000 apartments or a comparable scale is considered. The discussion about the socialization of housing companies was initiated by the Deutsche Wohnen und Co. Enteignen Initiative. In a referendum back in September 2021, over 59% of voters supported the expropriation of real estate companies with more than 3,000 apartments in Berlin. Subsequently, the former Red-Green-Red Senate established the expert commission. The current Black-Red Senate will decide on its further course of action based on the final report. In their coalition agreement, the CDU and SPD committed to pass a socialization framework law if the commission provided a, quote, constitutionally compliant socialization recommendation, unquote. This law would come into effect 2 years after its proclamation, so it can be reviewed by the Federal Constitutional Court before that. The Deutsche Wohnen und Co. Enteignen Initiative has criticized the plans for a framework law multiple times. They accuse the Senate of using delaying tactics and instead demand an immediate socialization law. The Berlin State Criminal Police Office, or the LKA, is looking for several participants of the Special Olympics World Games who did not return to their home countries as planned. Berlin's Senator of the Interior Spranger of the SPD announced on Tuesday that about a total of 14 people from 7 delegations are missing. They come from Algeria, Burundi, Guinea, Cameroon, Lebanon, Senegal, and the Ivory Coast. According to the senator, they are not exclusively athletes, but also other delegation members. She added that the highest priority was to find them and make sure they were okay, and so far, there are no indications of an accident. Per information from BZ, the federal police are investigating under the suspicion that they were deliberately trafficked for cash in order to remain in Germany without residence status. A spokesperson for the World Games Organizing Committee told the paper that as many as 20 people were missing. Several windows of Rammstein's headquarters in Berlin were smashed on Monday night, and according to BZ, the building was also vandalized with paint. The police did not give any details about the course of events. However, the State Security Service took over the investigation because a political background could not be ruled out. There were corresponding publications on social media. Among others, a group called Northeast Antifa Berlin pointed to the incident on Twitter. Several women, some anonymously, have made serious accusations against the Rammstein singer Lindemann in recent weeks. The Berlin Public Prosecutor's Office has opened a case against him, as it must investigate when it becomes aware of a suspected criminal offense. Media reports can be the trigger for this, and until the investigation is completed, the presumption of innocence applies. On Monday morning, members of the Last Generation obstructed car traffic at a total of 4 locations in Berlin. But this time, the protesters did not glue themselves to the streets, but walked slowly with a banner in front of the cars. And behind them, traffic jammed but continued to flow. The blockade actions were reported to the police around 8 a.m., and per a police spokesperson, all 4 actions had ended, quote, peacefully and without disturbances, unquote. The demonstrators moved from the roadway to the sidewalk after requests by the police and then rolled up their banners. The police recently cracked down on the last generation with raids and arrests, and there were also some convictions in court. Most recently, it had become known that investigators of the state criminal police office in Bavaria had intercepted telephone conversations of the group with representatives of the press. With its protests, the last generation wants to persuade the German government to comply with and tighten its climate targets. Additionally, there are other political demands, such as a speed limit and a permanent 9-euro ticket. And lastly, thank you to Kalila for your recent generosity. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.